Dallas Calling by Elizabeth Campbell. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Elizabeth Campbell. From the editor, Liz Campbell is a leader in the NFB of Texas and a longtime resident of Fort Worth. NFB of Texas President Tommy Craig asked Liz to tell us something about the city we will be visiting during the 2008 convention. This is what she says. Texans love to brag that everything is bigger and better in the state, and the same can be said of our upcoming convention. It's not too early to start making your plans, and the Texas affiliate is arranging exciting tours and other activities. Make sure to read future editions of the Braille Monitor for more details. We will hold our convention at the Hilton Anatole Hotel in Dallas, a city rich with history, culture, and entertainment. See future articles for more information about the Anatole. Our hotel is close to fascinating places, such as Victory Plaza, where our March for Independence, Walk for Opportunity will end. Located on the south side of the American Airlines Center, home to the Dallas Mavericks and Stars, Victory Plaza has a unique European design. The pavement has a linear design with 137 jets of water creating various water sculptures. Many interesting restaurants are near Victory Plaza, including the House of Blues. Dallas is also home to the West End and Deep Elam Entertainment Arenas with their eclectic mix of clubs and restaurants. To the west are Fort Worth and Arlington. Fort Worth is the home of cowboy culture with the historic Stockyards District and some of the finest museums in the world, including the Kimball Art Museum. Arlington, the home of Six Flags Over Texas, is also the new home of the Dallas Cowboys. The stadium is currently under construction. As you can tell, Texas has a lot to offer, and we will be proud to show off our great state in July. So come on down, y'all. Here are some interesting facts about our state from the website, www.tourtexas.com. Texas is called the Lone Star State because of the state flag's design, a broad vertical blue stripe at left, centered by a single white star with horizontal bars of white and red on the right. Red means courage, white means liberty, and blue stands for loyalty. The star has 5 points, one for each letter of the state's name. The word Texas comes from a Hasina Indian word, Tejas, which means friends or allies. Texas has 624 miles of coastline running along the Gulf of Mexico and 254 counties. It was the 28th state to enter the Union, joining the United States on December 29, 1845.